Western media has all but ignored. Turkey shoots down a Syrian fighter jet saying it violated Turkish airspace. But is there more to the story? Yeah, there is. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Turkey's Air Force has shot down a Syrian aircraft for violating Turkish airspace, an action that Syria denounced as unprecedented and unjustifiable. The incident happened on Sunday with the plane crashing near the Syrian town of Kassab on the Turkish border after it was targeted by F-16s. The Turkish Prime Minister praised the military for the action, saying, quote, "A Syrian plane violated our airspace. Our F-16s took off and hit this plane. Why? Because if you violate my airspace, our slap after this will be hard," end quote. So what is mainstream media missing about this story? Actually, some very important context. I'll tell you about it after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. The place where the Syrian fighter jet went down was near the town of Kassab, which is the border crossing between Syria and Turkey. Over the past few days, there has been a major offensive by al-Nusra Front, the Syrian wing of al-Qaeda in Iraq, and other Islamist groups such as Ansar al-Sham. Those groups have been fighting to take that border crossing for days. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, quote, "Fighters from the al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Nusra Front and other groups have attacked a key northern Syrian crossing and forced out regime forces and national defense auxiliaries." He added that fierce fighting was still underway at the Kassab crossing, which was attacked on Friday. The Kassab region is one of the last crossings between Turkey and Syria that is still under Syrian control. The Syrians say that Turkey is supporting that action and helping al-Qaeda rebels cross from Turkey into Syria. What mainstream media once again ignores is that this action by Turkey, shooting down that Syrian fighter jet, likely wasn't to protect Turkish airspace. More than likely, it was to help assist al-Qaeda fighters who are trying to overthrow that border crossing. For stories that affect your liberty here in the U.S. and around the world, you can check me out online, BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, "Silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win the...
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her his last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 26th day of March, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, I had a great time last night visiting with the Oath Keepers in St. Louis, Missouri, getting reacquainted with old friends, meeting new folks, a great bunch of men and women, patriots, everyone, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. We do it patiently waiting in the green room. My friend, Professor James McCanny, Professor McCanny, has taught astrophysics and mathematics at the university level, the author of a number of books. I encourage you to get all his books and read them, radio talk show host, Man About Town. Good morning, Jim. How are you, sir?
John, good morning. Good morning.
Well, Jim, I got a copy of your latest book concerning these codes that are used in encryption. Fascinating title. Tell everybody what the title of your book is.
Well, the main title, it's called Breaking RSA Codes for Fun and Profit. And for those who don't know what RSA codes are, they are the encryption codes that change and secure data both in memory banks and in transmission of computer data. And so anyway, breaking them, or a certain portion of them, was the title of this book. It's an offshoot of my Calculate Primes work. But the original, the first title, is kind of a tongue-in-cheek title called Fun with Dick and Jane. But it's spell it. Do you have it in front of you there, John?
I don't, but let's just go ahead.
Yeah, it's Fun is P-H-U-N with Dick is spelled D-I-K, and Jane is J-A-Y-N.
Okay.
So it's a play on the book that some of us used as kids in first grade to learn reading.
Right.
And you'd,
right.
you'd say, see Dick run, see Jane run. And so anyway, but the idea is that this is a turning point in the age of snooping where people can start to snoop on the government. And this is just the first step. But at any rate, and plus it gives the method, the mathematical method for actually breaking one portion of the RSA encryption codes. RSA is a corporation. It's called RSA Laboratories. And they build these encryption systems. Well, my work on prime numbers broke this by its solving a mathematical problem on the ability to calculate prime numbers because the system uses prime numbers. It created a system for easily breaking the codes, which are still used in government, military, and by the way, these are also in place so that the government can snoop on you in everything you do.
Jim, would it be a fair statement to say that RSA corporate headquarters is no longer inviting you to their Christmas party?
I didn't get my Christmas card this year.
I didn't think so.
No.
They have, I don't know how many dozens or hundreds of people working 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, building these codes, and here you come along and basically wreck the whole thing, don't you?
Yeah, in one swoop. And now the actual damage, the majority of damage was done in 2007 when I released my book, Calculate Primes. But the problem is that they don't know where all of these codes are. They don't know what piece of hardware or software, because when this type of hardware and software for computing is developed, it's done in a compartmentalized system in which one programmer just sees his one little piece, so nobody gets to see the bigger picture. And so literally they don't know where any of these systems of encryption are placed, and so they don't know how to go in, and even if they did, they wouldn't know how they were implemented to go in and fix them. So they literally don't, they can't fix the problem. Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, a couple years ago got up on the podium and he said, all of our secure computing is broken, we don't have any idea how bad it is, and we don't know how to fix it. And that was the result of my Calculate Primes work.
Now, nothing's changed. The team made that statement a number of years ago.
No, no. I have a lot of feedback that comes back to me and during this whole process. In fact, the day after the release of that book, I started getting the calls from engineers from TRW or from Martin Marietta that built satellites for the military. And their question was, is this really breaking the RSA codes? And I said, yeah. And so I started working a bit with some of these engineers. I got calls from attorneys and that wanted to know what the real damage level was. And, well, it, you know, people who know about this at the time were able to immediately go out and start delving into these high-level security codes that couldn't be broken before, and now they were easily broken. And so it created a tremendous amount of work for the military and for, you know, I got feedback from the Navy, from the other branches, the military, from government computing. And literally what they had to do is build another whole layer around these computing systems. But how do you build a layer around a satellite? It's already up in orbit.
And
example.
You can't change that. Well, in the private sector, we call that billable hours, Jim.
Well, they had lots of billable hours. But, and then people say, well, you created a security risk for the country. And my answer is, no, I did everybody a big favor. Because
What you did was inevitable. You just happened to be the guy that figured it out.
Yeah, and if there might be other methods of breaking these encryption codes, but I hit on one that really works. But this book, Breaking Encryption Codes for Fun and Profit, is not just about breaking encryption codes. It's a history of all of this. It tells people how weak encryption is sold to them through these antivirus and firewall programs that you can buy.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 26th of March. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, it occurred to me that everybody is very fortunate that you're an ethical and honest person, because somebody who was not ethical could have taken the work that you did and sold it to the highest bidder, whether it was the mafia or the KGB, couldn't they?
Yeah, but also by offering them for sale, or having it available, let's put it that way, or for anybody else to do this, what it did is it forced the government, and the military and all these other agencies, the security agencies, to face the problem. If I would have simply gone and said, hey, you know, I got this problem, I solved it, and it's going to break all the security codes, they would have taken me, first of all, they would have taken all my work and probably taken me out and dumped me in a hole in the ground, and then they would have pretended like there was no problem. And then this information eventually would have leaked out because the U.S. government is infiltrated with counteragents, and this information would have been to China, to Russia in a half a day.
Oh, sure.
Because it would have been for sale on the market. And I know this goes on when I saw, say, for example, the aerospace industries, when a major new advancement came along in aerospace.
Right.
It was a matter of hours till the first guy got to the Russians or the Chinese, because the first guy to get there got the sale, and the second guy didn't get anything.
Yeah, it's not a matter of happenstance that the most advanced Russian jets look an awful lot like our most advanced jets, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah, and that, and when you look at the Paris Air Show or something, you see it the next year after the advancements are made here. And
Jim, we have a caller here, Jim. We have Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Jim. Hello.
Can Dr. McKinney hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, very good. Okay. Dr. McKinney, I wonder if you're familiar with the concept of Bitcoin mining. Have you heard about this?
Well, I know about Bitcoins and the whole situation.
Well, there's this concept of Bitcoin mining whereby when a Bitcoin first came out, you especially heard about it, where people would put an application on their computers, a software, program, and allow it to run on their computers, and then as they would allow it to run for long periods of time in the background, they would accrue partial credits towards the acquisition of Bitcoins. And some people had speculated that what the developer of this was actually doing was using people's computers as a distributive network for brute forcing encryption codes. So it's sort of turning the internet participants into one big supercomputer, you know, where it farms out different bits of the problem, and then your computer hammers away at it for X number of hours and then, you know, communicates, you know, with the server. Which I thought was interesting if you understand distributive processing networks. And I thought that was an interesting piece of, speculation there to see, you know, what exactly is this Bitcoin mining thing? You could actually be surrendering your computer to someone and helping them crack encryption codes, and God knows who they would be.
The whole issue is that with my work, you didn't have to use a lot of computing power. It was relatively easy.
Right.
Little Johnny on his home computer could do this. But the fact that people can get into your computer means that your firewall, which is an encryption algorithm to block applications from getting into your computer, don't you feel it's amazing that somebody can send you an email and when you click on it, they can enter your computer and start operating your computer? I mean,
this is not by mistake.
This is not by mistake. In my book also, I tell about this, about how the public, in fact, this is what I was talking about as we went to break, the public has been sold what are firewalls or encryption methods, or if you make an online purchase, these are basically garbage. And so companies like Target or other companies that have been broken into, here's the problem. The RSA is building encryption systems and firewall systems and selling them to corporations, and it's just junk. They provide back doors for the government to get into, and the hackers just love it because that's the back door they get into, also into your computer. So it's just this sieve of availability for other people to get into your computer and do all kinds of things with it.
Oh yeah, obviously it's a screen door and a submarine. Yeah, obviously. The Mike Rivera on Republic has a TSA encryption challenge running. It would be interesting to hear you collaborate with Mike Rivera because he talks about people designing their own encryption codes, you know, and he and how he put up some sort of reward for anybody who could hack through a particular encryption code that he had designed. So it would be fascinating to hear you two collaborate on the matter, because he had worked in it a good bit as yeah. well. So
well, all right, thanks, Glenn. Yeah, it's something I spent a good part of my life doing. It's part of my kind of secret part of my professional life. I worked as a high-level designer in the computer industry, designing what are known as front-end processors for about 10 years of my computer career. And these are computers that went into IBM mainframe installations in the highest security, big corporations, government, military around the world. And these are extremely complicated computing systems, and one thing they do is encryption. So I knew this is something that's very big in my background. The thing that I had that other people in this area did not have is the ability to work on the mathematical problems. So when I went after the prime number problem, it was not to break encryption codes. It was the central, most important mathematical problem in the world, and it has been since the ancient Greeks 2,500 years ago, when a guy named David Hilbert in 1900 listed 24 of the greatest unsolved mathematics problems in history that remained unsolved. At the top of the list was something called the Riemann hypothesis. It was a hope, a problem dealing with prime numbers, but it was hoped that this problem, the resolution of the problem, would give light, shed light onto the prime numbers. And so I talk about this in the book also. But this is very esoteric topic for the majority of people, but what I talk about is the history of all of this and how it affects you and your home computer, and the fact that the government has forced companies like RSA in a lot of times willingly, these companies have sold the rights to back doors into encryption systems. In fact, in February, this past February, RSA was caught cutting a backdoor deal with the NSA for $10 million. They sold them the backdoor into these are random number encryption systems that are sold to big businesses all over the world, and the RSA Corporation is telling these companies, oh, this is secure computing, nobody can get into your computing, and for $10 million they sold out to the NSA to get into everybody's computing system.
$10 million sounds awful cheap, Jim, for something that has the consequence.
Absolutely, but John, how much money do you think got passed under the table?
That's a good point. Of course, we don't know that, do we?
No. There's a lot of big dough in favors, and a lot of times these come in favors. Let's look at a guy named Bill Gates, who many years ago, remember Billy had some problems with the government, some legal issues?
Right.
And that was over. The front cover story was that was about monopolizing the business, antitrust.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 26th of March. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you're a radio talk show host yourself. Tell us about your show, when it's broadcast, how people can listen.
Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, and WWCR Nashville is the station. The summertime frequency is 9.350 megahertz, so that's 6 p.m. Central Time. Also, Friday night at 10 p.m. and Saturday morning at 3 a.m., WTWW Nashville is re-airs the program. But all of this information you can find on my webpage. Go to jmccsci.com.
All right. And, of course, your shows for quite a few years, was it 8, 10 years, are all archived there at your website as well?
Yeah, more than 10 years of the radio show, actually since its beginning, are all archived on the webpage. So you can listen to past shows. And when I do the shows, of course, I give current information. Sometimes a lot of the lectures are for all time, so that it's not specific to a particular date. But I also give commentary that allows you to understand how the world works. And so it's a real education, no matter whether they're current shows or past shows.
Jim, we had a member of my audience last night I was speaking to. They were asking me, Why doesn't Professor McCanny talk about Planet X anymore?
where was I? Somebody asked, I was on a phone with a client the other day, and they asked me about Planet X. And the reason is, I gave a big talk about it on my last show. If you listen to my very last show, I gave the whole beginning part of the show was about a study that NASA supposedly did that said that Planet X doesn't exist.
Right.
And it was obviously a very poorly designed study coming from Tier 2 science. Anyway,
right.
If you want my latest comments on Planet X, just go to my last program. So that would have been, the 20th of March. And you can listen to quite a bit of commentary about Planet X issues.
Okay. And, of course, you've written one book totally dedicated to that topic and your 60-page pamphlet. You've covered that pretty thoroughly, haven't you?
And by the way, there are still some people, they sit in grandma's basement and send out emails. They don't have any real information saying that now there's a black death star or something. There's no such thing.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
It's ridiculous. So, I mean, it's a topic that people can use to try and grab attention. I don't do that. There are topics related to that, I'll talk about it, but the literal answer is that there are many Planet X objects, they can come into the solar system very quickly. It's something that really we have to be on our toes about, also beware of government misinformation and misinformation that comes from little Johnny Wannabe Planet X guy sitting in his basement spinning tails. So it's a topic that I cover when there is important news. But to just give a summary at this point, there's no Planet X object in the solar system at this time that I'm aware of. And, of course, spring, coming up on spring, is the time when the southern hemisphere is visible again. But there again, listen to my past radio show for the latest update, my latest update on Planet X issues.
Okay. Well, your radio show tomorrow evening, you want to share with us what topic it might be?
I'm going to be talking about a subtle issue related to my new book about breaking RSA codes. But little Obama came out this week and suggested that the telephone companies should start taking over the snooping function, that the NSA and the government would get out of keeping your phone records for 5 years. And this is for everybody, and this is the first time I've seen them admit that they've been doing this for over 5 years, and they are literally keeping all phone records of all calls in this country. And they want to turn it over, however, this is the current boondoggle, is they want to turn it over to the phone companies. Now, I have worked with phone companies, and believe me, they can hardly get your phone bill right, let alone harbor secure data from all the phone calls in the country. Do you imagine what the hackers will just have an absolute field day listening to you as you make your calls to pay your credit card payments or putting in paying an online bill with all your credit card data? Oh, would they just be squealy pig happy over that? I mean, that would just... And can you imagine these telephone companies that are... Let me tell you, the people that run phone companies are a bunch of greedy, stupid meatheads. They're possibly nice people, but as far as being literate or computer literate or be smart, no. Excuse me, but no. Collectively, they're some of the dumbest people on the planet. So would you entrust all your phone calls to them and somehow maintain a secure database? And even if they had good intentions, they couldn't do it because, first of all, the NSA has back doors into all of the secure computing that's going to exist there, so they have access to it anyway. It doesn't get the government out of your phone calls. It just makes it seem like that, like they need a court order. Well, that's on the surface, but we all know that when it comes down to them wanting some information, they just go get it. and backdoor deals being cut, just like with the RSA company selling the NSA for $10 million above the table, who knows how much money below the table. And then even if they were honest, which is doubtful, them trying to protect your phone call data from hackers and build a secure system. And then remember that when you call somebody, the phone company over there has to keep their side of the conversation. And then the phone company over here is your phone company is keeping your side of the conversation. So you got two copies of this every place. It's just a disaster waiting to happen. It's a bigger disaster than Obamacare.
That certainly elevates it to a whole new level if that's the case.
Yeah. It's a disaster. But you got Obama who doesn't know anything. What does he know about secure encryption? He can hardly pick his nose and make a basket. The guy doesn't know anything. And that's the case with our presidents. We have had presidents, if you look at Bush, my goodness, or Billy Clinton, in terms of knowing real world things, these people don't know anything. George Bush Sr. was a pretty astute dude. I got to give him that. But he was a pawn. He's a pawn for the world bankers. So, I mean, I don't care if he's the head of the CIA or whatever. The guy's a pawn. And he sold his country down the river, doing the bidding for the world bankers running this country. So the CIA is the police force in the United States for the World Bank. And if a lot of people don't understand that, they better wake up and find out what's really going on here.
Absolutely.
But anyway, you asked what I was going to be talking about on my show. By the way, are you warm this morning, John?
Am I warm? Well, yeah, it's about 27 degrees here in my place. Yeah.
It should be a little warmer, would you think?
This time last year, it was very comfortably warm. It's not even close now.
Yeah. And by the way, what I did this morning is I pulled up the wind chill factor, dropped that down another 10 to 20 degrees, depending on where you are. So the wind... The actual temperatures around the country are very low. And so I'll be talking more about that, solar conditions, and more commentary on the movie Noah, talking about where the water is supposedly coming from and then relating it to the Bible. And then an issue that just popped up dealing with the Chinese. The Chinese are overwhelming the U.S. visa system. This is something that's come out, and there's only so many slots, and they kind of do an average depending on how many people come from all different countries. But it went from about a couple percent of the visa applications up to 80%, and some people say as much as 88%. And they're just overwhelming the system to the point where, and if you know how these systems work, they have so much manpower to process the visas. And so all of a sudden you have one country that's just flooding the system coming from China. And one way they do it is simply buy-in. If they give $500,000, they can buy into the system.
Really? That's fascinating. We'll talk about that more after the break. Your call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the
wreck. Waking up my morning.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 26th of March. As of yesterday, I had my webmaster, my friend Tim Spencer, put a couple of new free downloads on my website. My article, No Need for Panic, is now available as a free download. And the article written in 2003, paid for by the Department of Defense, titled An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and Its Implications for United States National Security, 22 pages, is also available as a free download at my website, thelibertyman.com. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner, a great way to help have a healthy, pain-free lifestyle. The Energy Cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before the break, you were talking about something on the order of 80% plus of the visa applications are coming from Chinese. How does that translate into numbers, if you have any idea?
Well, they're talking about around 7,000 for this particular type of visa. They didn't give numbers on the general visas. If anybody knows anything about the visa system, it's designed to keep people out. But if people know how to work the system and they can pay an attorney, they can possibly work the system, you know, and do all the right things to make it look like they're legitimate applicants or whatever. But with this, it's called a B. Let me see, what was the name? I don't have it right here in my notes right now, but it's something like a BD3 or something like that.
Amounts to a temporary work permit, doesn't it?
Well, it's a green card, so it's the first step towards citizenship.
Right.
But
right.
It allows them to come in, and of course, once they're here, they're not going to leave. But it basically allows them to get a green card by simply filling out an application and putting $500,000 investment into this country, which, of course, at some point they probably can get back. So if they can come up with the money, and then China now, there's a lot of wealthy people that are building up out of the 1.7 billion people over there. A number of them have significant money saved up, and, of course, the first thing they want to do is come to the good old U.S. of A. Another thing I learned recently is that in the housing debacle here recently, a couple of years ago, the people that were the big winners were the Chinese. They came in large investment groups, bought up entire blocks of the foreclosed houses from the banks for pennies on the dollar. So they're sitting on that property. And the other thing it does is by doing that, they can then force the price of housing up. The housing prices should be much lower than they are right now. But because of the block buying, and of course, it's a way that this is the same process happened in the 1930s, where the banks and block buyers came in and bought up farms, basically at that time, ended up owning the majority of farms in the United States overnight for pennies on the dollar. And
right.
Then drove the prices up so that as people could start to afford them again, that's when those people reaped the immense benefits of the, and in the United States, they say there are five families who have now owned the majority of housing in the United States simply because of that simple transfer of wealth. And by the way, in the bank bailout, you helped them buy your house.
Right.
Isn't that a great deal?
That's a deal.
Another reason to thank Obama, not that the Republicans would have done the same thing if they were in office. But this, by the way, is not a thing of parties or partisan politics. This was done by the World Banks to shut down the American public from ownership of property. This is one of the last countries in the world where private property ownership was with the public, and so that's not the case anymore. But anyway, just somewhat of a related note here, and I'll be talking more about this tomorrow night on my show, is that Russia just got kicked out of the G8 meeting.
Really?
So, yeah. This was something that surprised me. Putin is not playing ball with the world bankers. And Putin is very well aware of Russian history. The Bolsheviks won the revolution not because they were smart or right or anything else. It's because the world bankers put more emphasis on them than the whites. And so the Reds won the revolution, put them into power. But before the Bolsheviks took power, the Rothschilds already had the banking system in place in Russia, which would then carry them into the future. But Putin is a very smart guy, and he already is aware of this, and he's already aware of the fact that the way the bankers hold their power is if somebody does something like Putin, becoming independent, so to speak, because they were in favor of breaking the Ukraine and Crimea and all these other little countries away from Russia, and Putin says, no, sorry, all this activity in the Ukraine is pushed by the CIA from the United States, which is the world police force for the world, the Rothschild banking industry.
Right.
So you have to understand where these puppets are being moved. But now Putin is resisting being thrown out of G8 is a very huge issue.
Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
that is a big deal. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Hey, Professor McKinney, you were talking earlier about numbers and esoteric. I'd like to lay some things out very quickly because I know you're short on time and then ask a question. For years, we've heard about Alpha Centauri. It's the Southern Cross. It's actually at the foot of the cross, and that's where these people supposedly are trying to go. I find that interesting, that they're trying to get to the foot of the cross, which is, the beginning center. So, you're talking about this algorithm. Is that anything, the first question, and let me lay these out and then you can answer them. Is that God's number or God's algorithm, the search for the prime? And I find it interesting that this collider in CERN has a statue of Shiva the Destroyer at the main door. They're talking about trying to find the God spark, but they've got a image of Shiva, the seven-armed destroyer, searching for the God spark. So is the collider, James, an attempt to be everywhere at the same time via a Stargate? Personally, I believe that they're trying to create a Stargate.
Shiva represented Venus. The destroyer was the fact that Venus came by Earth and damaged Earth greatly on two occasions, and that's the reference to Shiva, the destroyer. But the other thing, I'm not aware of people going to Alpha Centauri or whatever. That's not, I don't know anything about that. The search for the patterns of the prime numbers was central to mathematics since the Greeks first discovered the problem 2,500 years ago. Their number system was in rows and columns, and they found out that certain numbers, like, say, 19, there were no rows and columns that you could create. You only could create one column, and that's the physical interpretation of a prime number, that it only has itself and one as factors. But the search for that mathematically had gone on for hundreds and hundreds of years, trying to find, and they are the most rudimentary, they're the basis of all numbers. There's a simple mathematical solution that is fundamental to all arithmetic mathematics, that any number has a unique set of prime number factors. And you have to think about that for a while to understand the significance. But that means that the prime numbers in unique patterns are the basis of all numbers. Yet we didn't have any knowledge of where these numbers came from, other than the fact that if you tried to divide them by all the numbers previously, you wouldn't find any that were factors. What I did is I changed all of that. When I released my Calculate Primes book in 2007, I changed...
Jim, we are out of time, sir. We are out of time. John, thanks for the call. All right. That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a great, fun, productive day. And God bless America.